many times have you wanted a mulligan? And I'm not talking about on the golf course. A redo, a do-over. Something just doesn't work. The holidays are upon us. How many times have you tried to make that perfect holiday dish for your family and it just didn't work out? Maybe you cut into that Christmas turkey and it turned out like the Griswolds and just exploded because it was so dry. Sometimes you need a do-over, a mulligan. Sometimes you just need to forget it and move on. That the case yesterday for the Beavers. In the first period, the Beavers just flat out turned the puck over too much. But yet, they were only down 1-0. The Beavers' Austin Jopy.
I think we got to take better care of pucks. We're just flying off our sticks, not making hard plays. And then just going to work, playing a little harder, a little faster, and a little more physical.
The second period, definitely another story. In the second period, the Beavers killed off a 5-minute major, had a power play, gave up a shorty, and gave up 4 total.
Back up to the top, it comes Amat with a shot. Deflects. Out in front is Julian Naprobnik. Tucks it into the left corner, and it's 3-rip.
Mavericks are just out hustling the Beavers. It's a chasing game for Bemidji State, and they lost the chase there. And Naprobnik, what a shot.
There are some things like that really bad, dry Christmas turkey you just need to forget. The Beavers need to forget last night's second period. The Beavers' Wills Mullick.
We should be a little pissed off, honestly. Haven't been doing our best, so just, go out there, play angry, and hopefully something good happens.
Shot from the right side circles, turned away there by Matias Scholl. Mavericks still with the puck. They throw it out in front. An easy tap-in goal. It's 4-0.
That's just inevitable. I mean, Bemidji State's just
clear the puck.
Oh, then they're chasing. I mean, they're not even playing good position hockey. I mean, how is Brendan Fury standing all alone in front of the net? There wasn't a defenseman anywhere near him.
Coach Saratori told the Bemidji Pioneer last night after the game that his team was stuck in the concessions line too much, looking for popcorn. That can't happen again tonight. Beaver captain Ethan Somoza won't play tonight. He was injured last night. Will that matter? Will the Beavers forget about last night and go into a 2-week break on a high note? Or will the Beavers spend Christmas with family, sulking in the corner, thinking about being swept at home? I certainly hope not. You do too. Budweiser pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.